Volunteer Radio is WUTK 90.3 FM, Knoxville, Tennessee, UT's College of Rock, streaming at WUTKradio.com and on your TuneIn app.
Well, good afternoon, Knoxville. We're about an hour away or so from the weekend, and everybody loves the weekend, but you know what? Everybody loves Webb Wilder, too. At least we do here at Knoxville, Tennessee, and have at WUTK for many years, and anytime we get the opportunity to have the last of the full-grown men step in our studio and to just at least catch up with him, much less play a song or two and talk about playing out live later tonight, then we're going to do that, and that's exactly what we're going to do today, and that's what we're going to do right now is Webb Wilder is looking at me right across the window and studio number two over there, and man, Webb, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Benjamin. I appreciate it. It's so good to be here.
Well, we are glad to have you here through everything we've been through the last year and a half or so. You and I have been catching up a little bit, talking about it. Of course, you're in town tonight to play the Corner Lounge, 8 o'clock tonight. Looking forward to that. Fun time, and you said pretty much, Webb, the last time you gigged publicly was March 2020 at the Corner Lounge, right?
As a solo acoustic guy, we have done one band gig since then, but yeah, this is the first time I've left Nashville, really. I mean, this is the first time I've been on the road, as they say, since March 2020, and I had a great time at the Corner Lounge at that show.
Yeah.
And it's great to, it's kind of poetic to make the first solo acoustic gig back there. But, you know, when I was here before in 2020, the tornado had just happened,
sure,
in Nashville.
Sure.
And I drove through Lebanon and Mount Juliet and all those places, and Cookeville even was really bad, saw that destruction. And, of course, when I got back, I was going to be involved in a couple of benefits for the victims who,
yeah,
really got doubly gypped because all those efforts that were planned in their behalf couldn't happen. They were,
yeah,
everybody was in lockdown, and those poor people, you know, double trouble,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no, double whammy. I mean, and it just, I mean, it kept getting worse and worse with everything locking down and whatnot, and we seem to be kind of on a repeat cycle of somewhat. I hope not. We'll see, but at least tonight, you're going to be there at the Corner Lounge. Folks, so happy to have. We need live music back in our life, don't we?
Yeah.
You need it as a performer. We need it as a fan, and
yeah,
the world just needs it, right?
Well, you know, I think when I have to label myself, which I'm reluctant to do, I think I'm an entertainer. You know,
yeah,
it's like, yeah, I play guitar and good enough to almost feel good about it, you know, and
yeah,
I can sing some and yeah, I write some songs. But, you know, if you call me an artist, I start to squirm and go like, wait a minute, Van Gogh is an artist. You know, if you,
yeah,
call me a musician, I think like, oh, well, wait a minute. John Batiste is a musician.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but so, yeah, you can't entertain unless you're entertaining someone.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And you are an entertainer, and you can find out what that's about up close and personal tonight at the Corner Lounge, and you will have merchandise. So holiday,
yeah,
shopping is available tonight at Corner Lounge and former Livations and Webb Wilder merchandise.
Stocking stuffers now.
Absolutely, man. Well, I tell you what, before we get into the thick stuff, why don't you pull one off there? Let us hear one of these entertaining songs you've got, man.
I'll do it. And, you know, what I didn't mention is, of course, you know, I only get a new album every few years because it takes several years to make them for me, I guess, because we record them in dribs and drabs. And so, unfortunately, the release of my last album was somewhat stifled by lockdown. And,
no,
you know, we were going to do the big record release show on the nice stage at Grimey's, which the way it stayed open was Taylor Swift was kind enough to pay their salaries. Unbelievable,
wow,
gesture on her part. But anyway, it was from my basement. It was a streaming show. So I did release the album in April of 2020, Night Without Love, right?
Right.
So I'd like to do a song from it. And this song is a very old song that had never been recorded that I wrote with Bobby Field and Susie Elkins many years ago.
Yeah.
And I just happened to be going through some old stuff, and I found an old publishing demo of it with Anthony Crawford from Sugarcane Jane.
Oh, wow.
Who's an unbelievable singer, singing,
yeah,
it. And I thought, you know. And, of course, I'm a sucker for a good line.
Yeah.
And the line that always killed me, I'm sure Bobby thought of it, was, the one thing worse than crying like a baby is crying like a grown-up.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's true. And I hate for those who have to find that out, but sometimes we do, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So, Webb Wilder live in studio, something from the new album, if
it's
you will.
It's called Buried Our Love. It hit as quick as a wreck on the highway. It all happened so fast.
Sunday morning over a cup of coffee. We laid our love to rest. I took it hard. I took it off the blind side. Yes, I took it pretty tough. The one thing worse than crying like a baby is crying like a grown up. We buried our love. It's no wonder. It might as well be 6 feet under. We buried our love. It's no lie. We let a good love die. Our love ran down like a wind-up play toy. Wound up, wound out. When it was new, it took off a running. It hit a wall and stopped. You said that you were all out of romance. So matter of fact, I guess I'll go and buy a wreath of flowers. But flowers won't bring our love back. We buried our love. It's no wonder. It might as well be 6 feet under. We buried our love. It's no lie. We let a good love die. Don't tell me that you want to bury our love. Can it be true that we buried our love? As a wreck on the highway, it all happened so fast. Sunday morning, over a cup of coffee, we put our love to rest. I took it hard, I took it on the blind side. Yes, I took it pretty tough. The one thing worse than crying like a baby is crying like a grown-up. We buried our love. It's no wonder. It might as well be 6 feet under. We buried our love. It's no lie. We let a good love die. Buried our love. Buried our love.
All right. Night Without Love, name of the album right there, Webb Wilder, that you may have run a little under the COVID radar probably as you were hearing lots of other things happening back when this was released, but I'll guarantee you we're going to be playing the heck out of it. And, of course, you can catch a little bit of what you just heard, Webb Solo, tonight at Corner Lounge, 8 o'clock he'll be going on. And I'm sure, again, like I said, he's going to have merchandise to sell, copies of this record, and this book.
Yeah.
This book, The Doll.
And the other side is Mole Men. Check it out. There's two in one.
Yeah. Webb Wilder, Last of the Full Grown Men, Mole Men, and then The Doll. So tell me about this book. You're going to have those tonight? And
I have just a few. We have a lot on the website at webwilder.com. And thanks for that plug. But, you know, the funny thing is this was a little bit of a stillborn thing back in the 90s. We had the first publication of the book, and we sold them at gigs and stuff. But one of the two authors, Steve Boyle, had high hopes for all sorts of things that could be done with the book. For instance, we did the book in 96, and then 98, we sort of did kind of a radio play, dramedy thing of it.
Yeah.
Reader's theater kind of thing of it with Felix Cavallari, Kathy Mattea, Joan L. Mosser, a guy named Jimmy Griffin who was in Bread. Everybody did songs. And Jim Hoke, who's the maestro of Nashville, did all the music. And Shane Caldwell, who's one of the authors of the book and the funniest man in Nashville, who was in my Horror Hayride film, did voices too. And, of course, I did my character, Anna. And that never, ever got heard until part one was aired on WMOT last Tuesday night.
Wow.
So now we have a slightly edited new publication of the book, and what we'd never had before was the audio book where I read the book version. And, you know, I had some experience in the interim doing audio books.
I did
John Carter Cash's book about his mom, and Johnny Cash's book about the Apostle Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Which really
wow.
let me realize that Johnny Cash was a biblical scholar.
Yeah. That guy was a genius.
He was too
so
much, man.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, the book is back, and we have autographed copies at webwilder.com. I think I have maybe two tonight. You know, sorry,
yeah.
folks. But, yeah, and if you want to get the audio book, it's at all the outlets, you know,
yeah.
online and all that.
Yeah, which is all the rage, too. All that
right.
Online books on tape, you used to call them, I guess, books online now.
And
so.
Part one of the whatever you call it radio dramatization thing will air again at 6 a.m. Central on MOT tomorrow, and then part two Tuesday night.
Amazing what WMOT is doing down there. And
Jesse Scott, you know, bless her
yeah,
heart. You
absolutely.
Know.
Been doing it a long time. She has. So glad now he's got 100,000 watts to do it with
yeah.
as well, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
We're talking with Webb Wilder here at 90.3 The Rock. Perfect person to have kick the weekend off here, and also going to be playing Corner Lounge tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Corner Lounge, the historic Corner Lounge at that. Christmas Parade will run before that, so all you folks who are going to the Christmas Parade downtown, just shimmy about two or three blocks up, and you'll be right there at the Corner Lounge, and you can really, really have a good time tonight, as it's going to be a blast. You know, you just talked about part one, and everybody's been talking about part one, part two, part three. You got to know what I'm getting at, that Beatles documentary. Have
oh,
you
God.
Have you checked it out?
Yeah, I just started part three last night.
Yeah. I mean, man. I mean, it's not for everybody. And in the
no.
way they advertised it, you would think it would be.
No.
But, man, if you want a deep dive and you want to just literally, it almost feels like you're sitting there with them at times.
Yeah. Which is why it's not for everybody, because
yeah.
especially part one at times might be a little bit like watching paint dry for
sure.
some people. Because you really are a fly on the wall. It's really just, they didn't necessarily want to be filmed that much, but they just filmed them as they struggle. And the good news is they get going more.
Yeah.
The sad thing, and it's just nothing's perfect, is how they repeatedly kind of ignored George's great songs.
Yeah.
And then the other side of that coin is that they could take a song that's really not much of a song and turn it into a great record like I Dig a Pony.
Yeah. And they could do it while there's six or seven other things going on in the studio not involved with that song. You know, like Paul sitting there and Let It Be, I think, on piano when there's three or four other things going on. And, you know, and then Billy Preston.
Well, yeah.
I mean, come on. You know, I played on my funk show I do last night. I played Out of Space and tribute to him because, I mean, he was the fifth Beatle. And if you didn't believe that, watch this documentary.
Well, he's one of the few people that recorded with the Beatles and the Stones.
Yeah.
And
Stones, yeah.
Nicky Hopkins. Well, you know,
wow.
we could go down that rabbit hole. But, you know, like Elton John, he was a keyboard wonderkind who was a graduate of the Royal Academy of Music in London.
There you go.
And played on just so much, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, this thing is great. And one thing it's done that kind of set me free a little bit, we'll see if I talk to you a year from now if it really produced any results. But, you know, one thing about Nashville, and there's a lot of great stuff about Nashville, but the co-writing thing, which can be great, often is
yeah.
two guys with acoustic guitars with notebooks who focus on lyrics and don't really have a melody.
Yeah.
And
or two gals.
Or two gals, or
yeah,
one
yeah,
of each, or
yeah.
whatever. But or three now,
yeah.
a lot of three people. But the Beatles, the way they were writing their songs, is kind of what I want to get back to, which is like you get a little bit of a tune, and you let the words fill themselves in, but you don't stop, you know?
Yeah.
But the other thing, that with the guys with the notebooks or the Beatles, having the hook or the chorus or the central idea, I mean, McCartney had Get Back.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
great, you know.
Yeah.
But, man, he's so impressive, you know, because he sits down at that piano and
yeah.
just like, wow.
I mean, it's so effortless when you watch him, too.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. But you can tell there's some frustration on behalf of the youngest in the band as well with George. And then there's Ringo, like every good drummer, just sits back and jumps right in when he needs.
And his
man.
Drumming is as good or better than I ever dreamed, because his
yeah.
time is rock steady and he... You know, some songs call for a shuffle,
yeah.
some call for a four on the floor bass drum, and this and that. He just intuitively knew which beat to apply to any of their embryonic song ideas, and of course his fills are
yeah,
patented.
Yeah.
Cool,
and
you know.
Again, effortless.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't even like, and you know, and just, he's so funny. They all are funny. They all had a sense of humor.
Oh, God,
but man,
yeah.
he was just, I mean.
And it's now a cliche because
really
everybody's saying it, but it's obvious that they did love each other because even through the worst parts of this documentary, you know, George is very patient. And when he walks out, he's like, I'm leaving the band. See you around the clubs.
I mean, it's, like, it's something else, man. And I hope those that don't, like you said, don't quite make it through the first part. Hang in there, because there's some things in there that you'll definitely, that'll hook you in and pull you in. And it's, when it's all said and done, you're like, wow. You know, I mean.
Glenn Johns is probably, man, recoiling of his fashion faux pas now.
I was trying to explain him to my wife the other night and how excited I was to see Glenn Johns at work, because when did you ever, and you saw his name on so many great records in the 70s, and you're just like, and I'm like, there he is, man, there he's working, yeah, watching him do it.
Well, the great Stones records, for instance, were recorded largely at this studio called Olympic, and Glenn Johns was behind the board, and somebody sent me the mono box.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And what's wild is how masterful he was in that medium, because, you know, you think of mono as flat.
Yeah.
You know, no, it's three-dimensional.
Yeah.
It's, and of course, a great studio, but Glenn Johns, one of the greatest of all time, and still going. You know, he worked with Clapton on his last album.
Now, I said 70s, but this is late 60s when, I mean, just so much good music.
But the fashion, his clothes are more dated than anyone's in the.
He looked the part. We got Webb Wilder here in the studio, and you're going to have him tonight at Corner Lounge, Knoxville, so go out and enjoy that. Starts one of those early starts, which is a good thing for us folks, 8 o'clock. And for those keeping score at home, what you picking on, Webb? What you got there?
Oh, you know, this has been my rock of acoustic guitars for many years. It's not a vintage one, but it's a Gibson J200.
And it's sounding pretty.
Which George has one of. Yeah. His is probably a 67 or something.
Well, that's another cool part about that whole documentary, just to see what they pull out, man, as far as instruments they're playing. And just, you know, I wonder where that thing is now.
Obviously just sent them a lot of brand new twins and stuff, you know, 1968 sparkling fresh stuff.
Tough gig. Somebody had to do it, I guess.
Yeah. Whereas, you know, you always think of them playing Vox amps and stuff.
Yeah, big time. So, well, Wilder, how about another one, man, to kick our weekend off here Friday afternoon. Beautiful day in East Tennessee.
It really is,
man.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful. Hope you had a good drive across the plateau and up through the hills here. And give us a little taste of Corner Lounge tonight. What you going to do?
Well, you know, since it's my first solo acoustic gig back, I've been kind of reviewing a little bit. And so this song came across, and I was like, you know, I just want to do it. And this is another, like the last song, Bobby Field and R.S. Field and Susie Elkins and I wrote, this is an R.S. Field song, and we did it on one of my most overlooked albums. You know, every one of them sold dozens of copies. But but the About Time album.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just always been partial to it, and you know, when I first heard Positively 4th Street by Bob Dylan, I went, oh, you can tell someone off in a song. Which, he will never reveal who inspired this song.
Yeah.
Although
I
think I know.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what he's doing in this song.
There's a lot that dude doesn't reveal. He just sings, and he leaves you wondering, but God, he doesn't.
And he
well.
Usually has some humor in there. So it's called You Might Be Lonely for a Reason.
Got your daddy's name. You cook your finger and the boys come running. Then you're in their dreams night and day. But you leave each one like a hit and run, get away. You might be lonely for a reason. You might be a little bit hard to take. You work so hard to make it hard instead of easy. You might be lonely for a reason. Oh yeah. You've talked on the couch and you've listened from the pew. Your guru has a funny name, but you're not paying attention, or he's just not shooting you straight. Got less warmth than a cheap plastic lighter. You burn with a cold blue flame. You're so close to the vest, no one else can play your game. You might be lonely for a reason. You might be a little bit hard to take. You act so hard.
theology, philosophy, psychology, numerology, spiritology. It's mumbo jumbo, baby, can't you see that you might be lonely for a reason? You might be a little bit hard to take. You work so hard to make it hard instead of easy. You might be lonely for a reason. You might be lonely for a reason. Oh, yeah. Da-da.
Yes, sir. Vintage Web Wilder for you here live in studio. 90.3 The Rock on a beautiful Friday afternoon. It doesn't feel like December out there, but it is December, children. And there's a good show going on tonight at the Corner Lounge from this man right here. 8 o'clock is when it starts up. I think they do have a few tickets left. I saw them post. So if you wanted to go on there and grab one, or if you want to try your luck and just show up there tonight. And they do have the good cold beers and things like that at Corner Lounge. They even have a small, I think, food menu, too. And just a cool place run by some good folks and some fine people who work there as well. And always a good time. And it's kind of been your go-to here lately in Knoxville as well, hasn't it?
Sort Maybe of? This will be the second or third time I've played there. You know, it's historic. It's name-checked in Cormac McCarthy's unbelievable book, Sutri, which I need to read again. I liked it so much.
Absolutely, yeah. Let's see. I mean, there's, you know, they're one of the places that finally, you know, they're able to do some live music again as well. And then, let's see. Well, 8 o'clock start time. So you got plenty of time. Like I said, if you go to the parade, you can go enjoy the parade and then just head a few blocks up there. Con Hunley got his start there as well at the Corner Lounge. So, some history, and who knows, history could be made tonight. And as Webb said, he'll have some merchandise too for some holiday shopping. Hey, congratulations, man. Tell us about this Grammy deal. Man,
well,
way cool.
You know, it's not really my, it's certainly not my Grammy nomination, but I am on that album in a couple of ways. So, Shamika Copeland's new album, Uncivil War.
She's so good.